Yesterday, the petroleum industry and a research project that it helped to fund suggested, in a preposterous way, that fuel prices could potentially go up to $92 a gallon if the RFS were supported fully and completely. It is hard for me to understand the legitimacy of such an outrageous claim, but it does, I think, underscore the importance and significance of the opportunity that the biofuel industry presents to the country, to consumers, to producers, and to job seekers, and is obviously something that's ever-increasing concern to the petroleum industry. The John Dunham Associates study indicated that the biofuel industry today is a $184 billion impact on our economy, supports over 850,000 jobs, promotes and pays $46 billion in wages, and generates over $14 billion in tax revenue for federal, state, local governments. The University of California has analyzed the impact of the biofuel industry on the environment and indicates that it provides a 9% reduction on emissions, reduces the price of gas by as much as $2.50 a barrel, and reduces the reliance on our foreign imports of petroleum, providing a $100 billion benefit to our trade relationship. It obviously steadies crop prices and revenues for producers, and it obviously promotes a rural innovation and rural manufacturing. And it's for that reason that USDA continues to look for ways in which we can provide help and assistance to expand this important industry. It's also blossoming into the bio-based product industry, which we recently reported as having a $369 billion impact on the economy, supporting 4 million jobs. So today we announce the awarding of $100 million to 21 states who will partner with the USDA and with convenience store and petroleum market operations around the 21 states to expand the number of pumps that are can utilize expanded blended rates of biofuel. This will lead to more E15, E85, E30 being sold in 21 states across the United States. This $100 million that's being provided by USDA will be matched dollar for dollar by partners in the 21 states being awarded these resources. So that will create a nearly $200 million investment in pump expansion. We believe, based on preliminary information, that nearly 5,000 new pumping systems will be installed as a result of this resource. And we are looking forward to working with companies across the United States. Two companies in particular have already seen the opportunity of expanded access to higher blends. Come and Go and Sheetz are operating in 17 states, and they're making a major effort to expand E15 availability and 125 pumps. Our $100 million investment will, I think, nearly double the number of pumping systems that are currently available throughout the U.S. And the 16 million flexible fuel vehicles that exist today in our vehicle fleet will potentially have opportunities to utilize more biofuel, getting the environmental benefits, the job benefits, and the farm revenue benefits that I alluded to earlier. This is just one step of a number of steps that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has taken over the last six-plus years to support the industry, from our efforts under the BCAP program to support 48,000 acres of advanced biofuel feedstock, our Advanced Biofuel Producer Assistance Program that's provided help to over 300 companies, nearly $280 million of assistance, the research that we've done in everything from drop-in aviation fuel to feedstock supply chains for advanced biofuels, the 9 biofuel refineries that we have financed with the guaranteed loans, export assistance with DDGs, the biogas roadmap, and the 93 digesters that we've helped to finance, and support for the Defense Department and its efforts to better balance its fuel portfolio with biofuels. All of these are important steps, and we'll continue to look for ways in which we can provide help and assistance to this industry, particularly at this point in time when crop prices are lower. Obviously, revenue sources and demand is important, and we hope that this will be of some benefit over the next couple of years.